We're talking with Seth here today, and we're talking about going to a really neat place. It's called the Cowboy Museum. Am I correct there?
It's the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. Correct.
Very good. Now, we've got some special events coming up, and we'd like to talk to you about this one I don't think I can pronounce. It starts with an L. Can you tell me about this?
I can pretty much guess what you're going for there. Yes, that is Lee Chikoshkamo. That's a Chickasaw phrase, which means let's play. It is also the name of our brand new 100,000 square foot outdoor expansion here at the museum, something that for visitors who haven't been here in a while will be a brand new experience. We just opened back in May when we reopened the museum, and it is a completely outdoor experience. It ties in with what we have going on in the inside, but it is a hands-on, minds-on experience focused on families with children, but still relevant for adults as well. And it kind of walks through the story of the West. You see seven different representations of native dwellings, everything from an ancient Puebloan cliff dwelling to a Kiowa teepee, a Chickasaw council house. You have a rodeo portion that kids can learn how to rope. You have a town square and a brand new train station. There's lots of other hands-on activities just lots of things for the kids to do, and we're excited about it.
Well, this sounds really, really cool. Now, for the folks who have never been to the National Cowboy Museum, tell them where they can, where you are, and the dates and hours that you're open.
Sure. Well, we are located right off 63rd Street in Oklahoma City,
mm-hmm.
So a short drive down the turnpike for many of your listeners. We've been in existence since 1955, around since 1965. A number might know us as the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That is our old name. By all means, if you want to still call us that, that's fine. Just come and visit. We actually go by the Cowboy just as frequently now, so that's easier than the mouthful. But we're here in Oklahoma City, just 20 minutes north of downtown. We're America's premier institution of Western history, art, and culture. So it's not just the hands-on kids' activities. You'll see fine art, lots of cowboy artifacts, Native American, Western performers, something for everyone.
And Seth, when we talk about the Western performers, do you have like a small list of a lineup there that you can refer us to?
Well, yeah. I mean, you have everything from the earliest movies and other Western musical performers up into today. We have a number of items from John Wayne. He was one of the helped found the museum here, was integral in having it here in Oklahoma City, and actually left a good portion of his estate to us. His granddaughter is still on our board. So we have a number of John Wayne items, which are always a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
We have Roy Rogers up into modern day times. Tom Selleck, we recently awarded Kevin Costner at our Western Heritage Awards last year. We have a lineup this year in the fall with Kurt Russell and Robert Duvall being honored. So you'll see Western performers of all stripes in there.
That is just absolutely amazing. Now, this is not really all that hard to find, to be quite honest with you, because I have to admit that I drove past it going to visit my one of my boys at Fort Sill, and I said, I'm going to have to stop by there, and I'm going to have to just make a day of it. And now, you tell me everything that it's inside, I can't put that off any longer. And I want everybody else who's listening, if you're in the area, drop by, or just go ahead and make a plan to go down there and spend some time down there, too, because this really sounds wonderfully entertaining. And, of course, all kinds of history there. Oklahoma and the Cowboy Museum, you put that all together, you got a pretty rich find here, right here in Middle America.
Absolutely. It's a national treasure in our own backyard, so we definitely want Oklahomans and those in the region to come by and see it.
Now, when the folks drop by, things have changed. Of course, you had the COVID situation, and you couldn't do much. But that kind of might have given you a little extra time to, put together maybe a little something special, a little something different. So if folks haven't been there in a while, they could be treated to a few new sights.
Yeah, absolutely. We were originally set to open our expansion, Lee Chikoshkamo, in April.
Mm-hmm.
That was delayed, but since then we've spruced up some of our galleries. We have some others, some exhibitions that have been extended to give people some more time to come see them. So we have a Warhol in the West exhibition that's currently up that kind of goes into some of his more Western pieces and just his fascination with the West. And then a Dorothea Lange exhibition that is also running through July 5th. So we've got some special things here for people. Would love to have them come out.
Now, do you have a website?
We do. It's nationalcowboymuseum.org.
nationalcowboymuseum.org. Remember the org. If you're hitting that, you might go someplace else. If you go to com, you probably go someplace else. So it's always good to have the org there. And this, of course, you said been around since 1965 with a lot of help with John Wayne and others. But this is a real treasure. Now, if I'm going to take a big group, should we plan ahead and make reservations? Is that necessary?
That is not necessary, no. As far as reactions to COVID-19 and any sort of special planning that we're doing there, we're not limiting group size. We're just asking that people follow the same kind of guidelines that they're probably experiencing anywhere else that they're going right now. Remain socially distanced from other groups that you're with. We provide hand sanitization stations throughout the museum, so plenty of opportunities to sanitize. Staff is all wearing masks for our visitors' protection. We're encouraging visitors, but not requiring masks when you come. So groups of any size are welcome.
Now, we're talking with Seth here from the National Cowboy Museum in Oklahoma City. And once again, that website is nationalcowboymuseum.org. And you can kind of get a little plan going here as to how you want to make your day work for you there. Do you have special hours? Are you closed any days this summer?
We are not. We are open 7 days a week, and we have actually implemented something new, knowing that some of our senior citizens may not want to be around during our normal times with other crowds here. We've instituted what we're calling our elder hour, so we've actually opened up the museum a little bit early, 9 o'clock Monday through Friday, so that's a good time for maybe some of older listeners that are interested in coming, knowing that they'll essentially have the museum to themselves for that first hour of the day.
Now, if you have folks want to maybe just call ahead and just see what's going on, do you take phone calls?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can call our front desk number, which is area code 405-478-2250.
And again, the big new addition is the Lichokoshkomo.
Lichokoshkomo.
Lichokoshkomo. All
that's
right.
Good, yeah.
Hey, I got it. Third time's a charm. But, you know, I'm going to be saying that now for weeks on end just so I can get that perfected. It's amazing how that sticks in your head.
Yeah.
And again, that's the new edition that was supposed to open up in April due to COVID. But for your eyes only now, you can take the visit down there to the National Cowboy Museum. And you can take a fine look, see, and really enjoy it there with the entire family. This really sounds like an exciting new addition.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's again, it's one of those things that gives us an outreach to families with children in a way that we just haven't had previously.
Mm-hmm.
It really tells the story of the West in a hands-on sort of way. There's different activities at each of the stations for children to experience, and frankly for adults. It's fun walking outside and seeing activities that were originally intended for children. We have plenty of our adult visitors lining up to participate as well. So we like to say that it's geared towards families with children, but it's still relevant for a visitor of any age.
Well, Seth, you know what happens, especially with the guys, they suddenly turn 10 years old when they go in there, and it's like they're seeing all their cowboy heroes and everything, and they somehow, you know, revert to childhood all over again. So I guess it's going to be good for everyone here and just a lot of fun. And what's it cost to get in?
It's $12.50 is our normal rate for adult visitors. We have a kids price and as well as a senior discount. So you can come bring the whole family.
Very good. Seth, thank you very much. And once again, that's the National Cowboy Museum. Tell them where you're located in OK City.
We are at 1700 Northeast 63rd Street, about 20 minutes north of downtown in Oklahoma City.
And you can't miss it. And, of course, go to the website and get an eyeful there before you get the total immersion experience at nationalcowboymuseum.org. Seth, thank you very much for being a part of our community connection today.